Hello, everyone, and welcome to This Week in Quality. It's Friday, the 30th of Jan, 2026, and I'm your co-host, Simon Tomes. And I'm joined by the wonderful Judy Mosley. Judy, how are you doing?
I am here and I have coffee, so that's about all I need right now.
I love it. Well, I'll let you into a little secret, folks. I usually grab a cup of tea before I join This Week in Quality. I find that it helps loosen my vocal cords for speaking, but I forgot to get one in. So I'm like, oh man, what am I going to do? So that's my excuse if my voice completely breaks, is I haven't got my cup of tea, but there we go. But I can see that Nadia in the live chat, for those following along live today, has their cup of tea. Wonderful. Please, if you are following live, please do post what drink you are drinking right now. We would love to know what beverage is on your desk or wherever you are listening to this episode of This Week in Quality. So just as a reminder, for those who are joining us live, this is an official Ministry of Testing event. So the code of conduct is in place and you can find that on ministryoftesting.com. So if you are participating in the chat, please go for it. We love it when people get involved in the chat. We will bring some of the chat into the conversation as we go, but be mindful of the code of conduct. Also, later on in this episode, we will invite some people up on stage and you can tell us about how your week in quality has been. We'd love to hear from you, whatever you've been up to, some of the challenges you face, maybe some of the goals you've achieved or wins that you've had, or maybe you have a question or you just want to say hi. Please do come up on stage and introduce yourself. And yeah, Judy and I would love to chat with you as always. So thanks for getting involved, folks. I can already see the chat is on fire right now. Cassandra, a simple filtered water for me. Oh, lovely. AD, mine's Corporation Pop from the tap and is impressed by the filtered water. Jesse is cooking right now. Oh, enjoy cooking, Jesse. I hope we can pop over and taste some of your cooking. Helene, just watered out with chocolate milk before. Very nice. And Richard is on the bus, so no coffee, tea for me yet. Perhaps heading off to a coffee shop to get a drink there. Lovely stuff. This is great. Judy, as well as your coffee, what else has been happening in your week in quality? How has this week in quality been for you?
Yeah, I think, well, for me personally, where there's at my work, there's lots of projects going on, but there's also that strange dead time that happens, you know, where there's the push to test and automate, and then there's that moment where you have time free. And then for a long time I kept a list of like, oh, when that time happens, here's what you can do, and I haven't done that in a while. So yeah, I've been taking that time to revisit goals at my work, because there's our automation suite is pretty well set. It's in a good place. I'm a solo tester where I work, so I help with all the projects that are in motion. We're a smaller company, so that's a good thing. And then, but yeah, just revisiting like what I want to learn, what's the next phase in my role. I'm talking about that with my manager and trying to figure that out. So, because I can't lead anybody other than mentoring devs whenever they write tests and trying to make sure I don't end up on an island as the only tester at my work. But in thinking about my own goals, I've also noticed, I've been watching the goals that have been popping up in the community, the testing community, and I've just been really loving how everyone approaches goals differently. Natalia, I think she takes a very similar approach. I feel very similar about January, where it's, I'm not, you know, the trees, I mean, here in America and specifically where I am, the trees are sleeping. We have lots of snow. And it's like, why would I even think of going to the gym right now? It's too cold and I'm tired. But Natalia just talked about how, you know, just giving time, allowing for time for goals to pop up. And even if those change, that's not a big deal. Like if you go out into the year and you decide to change them, just change them. But I did like how Natalia said, you know, growing their personal brand and blog, and then also working on running, which I don't run, but I admire people who do. So, and then there, I think Simon, you had mentioned that you had read up on some goals as well that were really fantastic. So
yeah,
I just like everyone's approach right now.
Oh, it's so good, right? And it's just to amplify your point that everyone comes at it from different angles. And I think that's why we've encouraged people to share their goals. So we've got a bit of a fun challenge going on. If you go onto ministrytesting.com, you post a memory post. If you tag it my-goals, you receive a badge, a goal setter badge, and then we can add that goal to a collection. So you can head over to that collection. If you view that on the collections page, I'll grab a link in a little bit. And you can just be inspired by what people are up to. So we featured three folks who have posted their goals. So it was lovely to hear from Kamal Chowdhury. We also heard from Renee Van Veldhuizen and also from Daria Zion. I believe actually Daria might be online with us today, actually, Daria. If it is the Daria, I can't quite see your surname in the chat, but yes, I'm here. Oh, wonderful. Oh, perhaps we could get you up on stage a little bit later to have a chat and perhaps explain some of the goals. But I'm really moved by everyone who is open and willing to share what's on their mind, their reflections of previous years, some of the challenges they face. And these are like real challenges, right? And just their attitude and strength to really go for it is inspirational. And I think Kamal kind of summed it up nicely. Personally, for me, it's not perhaps achieving the goal. It's more about how someone shows up every day. And that's really what matters. And I was like, I read it and I was like, of course, like, yes, that's what really matters. And I think, you know, we try and amplify that as much as we can in the Motiverse, people showing up and doing good things, whether it's just turning up to an event like today and hanging out in the chat, appearing on stage, posting a memory, doing a talk somewhere, writing an article, all sorts of stuff, right? It's showing up. And I guess as Kamal would say, like being a better version of yourself each day. That's really cool. I was really inspired by reading that.
Yeah, I love that. How was your week in quality, Simon?
It's been a good one. Oh, where do I start? So we've got, thanks to Sarah Deary at Team MOT, she has gone live with module 4 of the Software Quality Engineering Certificate. So do go check that out. It's very exciting. I'm getting way ahead of myself. I've been kind of reviewing stuff in the future for future lessons. So I kind of get a bit lost at where we're at with our releases. But there was a couple of things that have kind of shone. It was a really good conversation between Gary Hawkes and Parveen Khan. They look at, for the role of a quality engineer, who supports them and who manages them, and how different contexts have an impact on the type and level of support a quality engineer can get and the sort of things they might need to do to make sure they can get their support. So I shared some reflections on a memory earlier this week. So yeah, I encourage folks to go check that out. Also, actually, another one from module 4 was some audio bites about quality culture. And this is really cool. There's real nitty gritty stuff, like real examples. So Cassandra Lung, Simon Bala, Melissa Fisher, Jose Carrera, and Hanisha Aurora, they all bring like such unique voices. It's so cool. Like probably, I don't know, maybe 5 or so minutes per person, and they're sharing. They talk about, like, you know, what leads to a strong quality culture. Cassandra made a really good point, and I've quoted it on a memory, but I will quote it right now, actually, because it's really cool. So Cassandra says the following, and perhaps if Cassandra's up for joining us, can kind of dive into it a bit more a little bit later. One thing that people can start doing straight away is to talk about quality and testing as it relates to risks that people care about. So if, for example, you know what the problem is that you're trying to solve from a business perspective, then you could talk about risks that could potentially undermine the value that you will be adding to the business and to customers. It's like a great reminder that while we can kind of get caught up in test cases or, you know, matching requirements or cross-checking things against that. I guess it's if we're not talking about risk, then we might not resonate with folks who aren't kind of dedicated quality professionals. So I really like that Cassandra reminded us of that, and that kind of talking about things in terms of risk is a way of getting other people to think about quality in a way that matters. So yeah, I thought that was really cool. So I do encourage folks to go check out SQEC. If it's not on your radar, it's the Software Quality Engineering Certificate. There's a lot of good people contributing to it, that's for sure. And I'm kind of getting ahead, reviewing some of the future modules, and yeah, it's great.
That's awesome. That quote from Cassandra actually reminds me of a story that I heard from MOT Cincinnati. I attended that last night, and Tony Glass shared a story how he had found a bug that only surfaces like the, I may not get this right, but the 65th time that you restarted the machine that he was working on. And when he wrote up the bug, because he found it, he discovered it, he found it, he wrote it up, and they put it as low priority. And they were like, yeah, like this only happens like this many times, like we'll fix it at some point. And then they, what ended up happening was there was a demo for a big hospital that was trying out this equipment, and the doctor turned it on and that bug surfaced, and the doctor was like, no, I don't want this. Like we'll just go with the competitor. And because of that bug, they lost that contract. And so Tony said, so what was at first a very low priority bug became like the number one thing that they had to fix. So I think identifying risk and communicating that risk. Yeah, I completely agree with Cassandra.
Yeah. Oh, crikey. Imagine that. Oh, must have been heartbreaking for the kind of engineering team to have that hard truth reveal itself right there. Absolutely. Which reminds me, we've got a collection of bugs in the wild. So if people have stories of bugs and problems, faults, all of those words of things happening out there in the world that we can learn from, you know, these can become oracles, or even perhaps group them as heuristics to help us, you know, continue to amplify the good things that we do as quality professionals, then yeah, do go check out that collection. I think if you do a search on ministrytesting.com, bugs in the wild, it will probably come up as the first one. Sorry, I can't quickly grab that one whilst I'm speaking and share a link, but I hopefully will be able to soon. Judy, the other thing I should mention, and it's a strange one to promote because it's something I've done, but I've done it with Rosie, so it's okay to promote it because it's a Rosie thing, is we have launched another episode of another podcast. So promoting a podcast on a podcast, it just feels wild, right? So there's the Motiverse podcast, which are conversations Rosie is having with people about quality and tech and what it means and how we can build better products and services and how it's all joined up. And the episode that went live today is called Career Growth with a Community as a Service Mindset. So Rosie and I had a good old chit chat about this concept, community as a service. Yeah, go and have a listen to it. If people want to kind of go a bit deeper into the thoughts that Rosie and I have around community, and, you know, Rosie shares a lot of good thinking. Like she's got a lot of brilliant things to share about the world of community, the world of tech, how we can support each other, how we can make good things happen. So yeah, do go check it out. It is available. If people jump on the homepage now, you should see a link to it. It's available on all your favorite podcast platforms. Just search for Into the Motiverse. You may see some results for things called Into the Metaverse, but it's kind of funny that they also appear on the same results, but it's called Into the Motiverse. That's Motaverse. So yeah, do go check it out. It's worth a listen. And there's more episodes coming soon. Rosie has been racking up a lot of recordings. And if you are interested, just get in touch. You know, she really wants to speak to people and pull in all sorts of different perspectives on the world of quality and tech. And let's see where this podcast can go and how it can support people. Great.
Just made a post-it note for that one. So
yes.
I'm excited.
Yeah, Judy. Wow. Yeah, you and Rosie having a good old chat, Judy, would be brilliant. So yeah, we can make that happen. That would be wonderful.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I love it. Ushwal sharing in the chat. Judy, Judy, Judy. Indeed. Sorry to embarrass you if that's embarrassing,
oh, no,
Judy. Moving swiftly on. It's always hard to gauge sometimes when the video cameras are off and I'm trying to sense reaction to things like that. But there we go. So moving on, shall we bring some people onto stage to join us to tell us about their week in quality?
Yes.
Let's do it. Well, we had, so Patricia, I can see someone called Patricia who is off stage right now. Do let us know if you're up for joining us. Maybe you can sort of mute and unmute to indicate that you want to join. I do wonder if you had joined at the start, wondering if that was a way to join the actual event itself. So if you do want to come up on stage, I'm going to press the add to stage button and feel free to jump in and unmute yourself, Patricia, if you would like to join us. But I am noticing there are some connection problems, so I wonder if it's not possible to do that. In the meantime, I see Ushwal Kumar Singh is ready to join us. So Ushwal, it's good to see you up on stage. I'm fingers crossed for your audio working today. Let us test it. Let's see if it can happen. Please do go ahead and unmute and try out your microphone.
Hopefully no ghosts today.
Oh, here we go. Oh, the intensity of waiting for technology to do its thing. Ushwal, I see you in the chat. You are not audible. I can see on this side, it says that you are muted. It says your connection is great. So it's not about connection. It's just saying that, and I'm also as host, not able to unmute you. So I don't have the mute, unmute option. Ushwal has jumped off. We will try and get him back on stage. But I was wondering, anyone else, any of our other listeners who are out there today, if you're up for joining us, it'd be wonderful to hear from you, even if it's just to say hi, if this is your first time or you've got something you'd like to share. Oh, Helene. Brilliant. Let's get Helene up on stage. Welcome, Helene. How has your week in quality been?
Hi, good afternoon. I think it's for you guys as well. Just when the chat started, I think Sean and Adam said something about January feeling like it's been ages. And I really related that to that because it's been a very long month. So we had some issues as testers where we, I think in December, said something, hey, this particular tool we have, it's not working. We said it a couple of times. We said it multiple times in stand-ups and no one really listened. And then all of a sudden in mid-January, someone said, hey, so the companies that use this particular tool to do their tax declarations have a deadline in 10 days. And hey, the tool is not working. We need to fix this. And so we assessors were like, yeah, we've been saying that for over a month. So it's been a long month. And we, at one point, very much felt like Cassandra, not Cassandra Long, but the mythological Cassandra, like we're prophesizing there is a problem here and no one believes us.
Isn't that like, it's validating, but also the cry of like, why didn't you believe me in the first place? Yes. Oh, I think in those unfortunate moments, though, it does build trust, and hopefully it builds trust. But if you are in a situation where you find yourself in that all the time, you know, of constantly not being believed, that's not helpful. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, yeah, like it's such a downer when that happens. But at the same time, like hopefully, maybe when you bring something up the next time, they'll say, oh yeah, that sometimes the pain is a great teacher, unfortunately.
Yeah. The workload was a lot this month. We had several high priority tickets and applications that all have very similar deadlines. and a couple of people that are like, yeah, we don't really know what needs to happen, but if there's something wrong, then the testers will figure it out and they'll tell us, which is nice in the sense that they have a lot of trust in us, but it also increases our workload a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'm hearing you, Helene. Yeah, it reminds me of a chat I had with Neil Taylor recently. I think he used the term, which I thought was useful, like getting a seat at the table. Like, we, you know, that it's, as a profession, we can often struggle with that. And it's like, I think he sort of said it's hard for us as quality professionals to get a seat at the table. And we were just kind of discussing, like, showing up as part of a community can help people build that confidence and have language that can help them like be heard and kind of point things out in a way where they're like, folks like really have to stand up and listen. And yeah, it just, yeah, just reminded me of that term, getting a seat at the table. I guess my point being, Helene, is hopefully you don't feel alone on that. And as a community, you know that we kind of face that on a regular basis. It comes up all the time across the community, is like, why won't people listen? Like, what's going on? What is it we're doing that isn't resonating?
Yeah. But yeah, the community definitely helps a lot. And we have a good testing team, so we can support each other as well.
Yeah, go for it, Judy.
Oh, I was just curious. Do you, like, after moments or instances, or even after big projects that haven't gone well, do you ever do retros as a team, not just like the testing team, but like the engineering team as a whole? And are you able to reflect back and actually talk about those things?
Yeah, we do have a retro after each sprint, and then usually a bigger retro once we finish a project. So we do bring those issues up. Most people do seem to understand that there is a problem, but the urgency doesn't always seem to come across.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, retros, I remember, I just got a real blast from the past in one team I worked in. There was always, we'd run retrospectives every 2 weeks, which was awesome. And it would be the same things would come up every 2 weeks, but none of us were able to influence like change as much as we tried. Like, it was like we were caught in a loop, and I can't remember how we got out of it eventually. I think we just really had to have frank conversations with leadership and say, look, which we keep on saying the same things over and over again. Our expectations, these problems keep on coming back, and eventually we'll be able to break free. But yeah, it can get tricky sometimes if we're like, we keep banging the drum, as you know, with our influence, and things don't change. I guess maybe that makes me think about like quality culture. And yeah, maybe I see Cassandra has joined off stage. I wondered if that's a good moment to bring Cassandra up onto stage and perhaps talk about building a quality culture. But of course, Cassandra, if you join to talk about other things, then please do. But if I could bring you up on stage, if you wanted to jump on in and share some thoughts.
I'll just close the other tab. Is that better?
That's much better, yes. Cassandra. Yeah, no worries. Yeah.
Typical speaker feedback thing. Yeah, I heard my name or my words being quoted, so I thought I would jump on and have a chat with you. But yeah, sorry, I can't remember what was just said there before my feedback started echoing. But yeah, just around quality culture in general, and that quote you quoted. Yeah, I think it's important to get people to care about stuff and think about like the consequences of things that might seem small, like how that impacts people in the real world. Because I think that we often think about our software or our features that we're testing in isolation, and we don't always take into account like the bigger impact that that's going to have on our end users, like whether there's something bigger that they're trying to achieve, or whether this can be like a crucial piece of a puzzle of, you know, something else that they're trying to do, or even just how their day's going and how this might make it worse. I think if you can get people to relate to those kind of situations and kind of remember a time where they were in a similar situation, then you're more likely to get buy-in from people to fix the bugs that were deemed as low priority, or to, you know, address things that are maybe just, oh yeah, well, that's nice to have and we'll do it later. I think, you know, if people can understand from like a human perspective how things can impact other people, then it helps to build this culture of people being more proactive and trying to improve the quality of things rather than you having to drag them along.
Yeah, I love that, Cassandra. It's like I can feel like a model building out, the consequences model. I wonder what that would look like, but I think that's such a powerful word, framing it in that way. And I wonder, you know, we can zoom in at consequences at the micro detail, but like being able to zoom back out, maybe there's an exercise around that, like you find, and again, this is me really thinking out loud here, so apologies if it's a bit of a ramble, but I think you've hit onto something there. You could have, like, you know, immediate consequences, like perhaps longer term consequences could be one view, or like just trying to find a way to zoom out and see consequences at a higher level. So those sorts of those consequences can then resonate with leadership teams to then for them to pay attention and to help support teams who are having to, you know, really truly understand those consequences. I think there's something in that. I don't know what it is yet, but maybe there's something bubbling away.
No, I think I would agree with that. And it reminds me of two things as well. Like, one is this, you know, thing of nightmare scenarios. Like, often when I do the risks, a step of risk storming, I tell people, you know, think about nightmare scenarios. If you were to be woken up at 3 a.m. in the morning because something went wrong with your product, what would that thing have been? What is it that would have, you know, warranted you being called in the middle of the night for? And then the other thing that you kind of made me think of was like, kind of like circles of influence, going back to what you were saying before about, you know, influencing stuff in the retros, but also circles of consequences, you know. So it's like the immediate direct consequences for the user using that software, the ring further than that in terms of how is it going to impact, you know, the thing that they're trying to achieve overall, or their day, or their well-being, or whatever. And then going out further, how is that going to impact the company? You know, how will that affect, as Judy was saying earlier, I think it was, you know, a potential customer maybe not going with your product because, you know, they saw this bug or they heard of this bug, you know, just to keep growing and use this thing of like, so what if, you know, and just to keep pushing it further and further until you get to something where you're like, okay, I think we do care about that. Maybe we should do something about it. Or maybe you say, we accept these risks and we're okay with them just now. But for me, it's always about making those deliberate decisions about risk rather than just letting things happen.
I love it. That's an awesome approach. Circles of consequences. There's a visual right there that I think can really communicate. And you can imagine folks mapping it literally onto a diagram, you know, maybe by risk or potential issue, and then growing out those circles as you described it, Cassandra, and giving people a visual representation of like, really, I know it's this, but actually it could mean this. If you go further out into these circles, see what impact it could have. And that as a communication tool, I think would be very powerful. That's cool. Definitely one, I think, to explore a bit more, Cassandra, if you're up for it.
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant. And yeah, I would say, yeah, please do stick around. And Cassandra, is there anything else that's been happening for you this week in quality? What else has been happening in your world?
Oh, well, I moved apartments 2 weeks ago. And so as you can imagine, we're building in lots of new furniture. And two of the pieces we bought had manufacturing defects with them, which was very frustrating. One of them, it was a door that was defective, which already got replaced, but the replacement is also defective. So I kind of was on the consumer end of the quality game, so to speak. But yeah, it's in terms of, you know, quality and week in quality at work, it's been fairly busy but interesting. I was doing a migration of some code that we had in a repository for a testing tool that was originally a Hackdays project, but then became a bigger thing. And then we said, well, it doesn't really make sense for it to be in this repository. Let's move it. It was not just a copy and paste job. It was turned out to be a little bit more complex than that, but I think in a good way, in an interesting way, because although I have experience with coding and test automation, it's not what the thing that I'm known for. So whenever I do get these little challenges or these hiccups where it seems like it would be annoying or frustrating, for me, it's just an opportunity to learn. So someone said, oh, that's probably not so fun, but I thought it was fun.
That's so good. There was a moment where I was feeling for you, just because it was like, you know, there are so many ways it could go wrong, but I love that you just took it as an opportunity to learn more and to just take advantage of it. And on the inside, I was feeling a lot, but I really like your approach that it's a learning opportunity. So kind of maybe keeps the possible crazy emotions in check.
For sure. I mean, I'm the kind of person that I learn by doing. So if I like read or watch videos about a problem someone's had, I kind of think, okay, that's fine, that's interesting, but it doesn't really sink in so much. So when I do come across challenges in the real world, let's say, then yeah, it's just a really good opportunity for me to gain a deeper understanding of what's going on and to find solutions, which is always nice.
That's awesome. Well, I know that Daria has joined us as well. Do we want to?
Yeah, let's bring Daria up onto stage. And Helene and Cassandra, please do stick around on stage if you're able to. We'd love you to continue to jump in on the conversation. Daria Zion, welcome to This Week in Quality. How have you been? How's your week in quality been?
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you well.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the invitation. My week has been great. I can share shortly a little bit about myself to introduce, so you know, what questions you can ask me if you or anything else from me. I also can do some echo. All right. So I'm a head of PA at Everlabs. It's a Ukrainian outsourced company. And also I work as a manager at Trenio, another US company. And last week, my first article was published at MOD. And I was super excited about it and super happy. And I also prepared this for my post about the goals. And talking about my week and some of my wins, I also can share a little bit about my small achievements. So this week at the company I'm working at, we're looking for a new PA engineer, and I've done an interview already for years. So this is a new for me. And it always takes a lot of time and resources to validate the CV of the candidates, to choose some appropriate questions. I want to ask a general interview how it was one. That's why this week I have started building the draft version of ChatGPT audit that can summarize, analyze, and prepare appropriate questions for the interview. Maybe, who knows, but maybe it will be my next article in more. Yeah.
Wonderful, Daria. Thank you so much for sharing. And yeah, it's great to see your article go live the other week. So yeah, folks, do go check it out. 5 practical ways to use AI as a partner in quality engineering. It's a really practical article. It's like, you know, here's a thing, but like actually what can you do? And then it gives people some things to try out. Always a fan of those type of articles that just like, give this a go and see what happens. So yeah, it's great to have that go live. And also thank you for sharing your goals with the community as well. Very grateful for you doing that. And yeah, please continue to keep us updated on how you're achieving them, some of the challenges that you're facing. You know, the community is here to support you and, you know, everyone else who is listening today. That's kind of what the Motiverse is about. How can we support each other's career growth? How can we learn from each other? And yeah, let's just see what's possible.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Daria. And yeah, please do stick around. It's great to hear from you. Judy, shall we try and see if, I'm going to try to see if we can get Ujwal back up on stage and unmuted. Oh, this sounds promising.
Yeah.
Ujwal, testing 1, 2, 3, over. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Cameron.
Yes.
Am I audible?
You are, yes.
Oh, finally, it works. Okay. So maybe there was some browser extension that was causing issue. So this week I've been busy with meetings. In my company, there is an annual performance review meeting scheduled. So I have just a couple of meetings with manager, strip level manager, engineering managers. And so based on those feedbacks, I just tried to document. Sorry, there was some network issue.
He's live. He's not live. Oh boy.
I want to hear the feedback.
I know. It was a real cliffhanger. Like, what happened? Oh, Ishwar, if we can get this working, you are currently 404, not found right now. Oh, what a cliffhanger, folks. You'll have to tune into next week's episode. There you go. That's the way to get folks to come back. Oh, dear. We love technology. This is just right. I do have a little chuckle, and I know it's unfortunate if you are the person having to deal with bad tech. But sometimes I think if we take a little step back and smile and go, wow, you know, us as quality professionals, we're doing our very best to help support products such as, well, products and hardware, and still there are challenges that we face with technology. But there we go.
Yeah. That's like when you're engineering manager messages you and it's like, hey, can we talk for a few minutes? And then it's like,
just the worst kind of message.
It's like, is it good or bad? I don't know.
Just tell me what you want to talk about. Don't leave me hanging. Or like, yeah, we really need to talk. Or
yes.
Oh boy. And then it's like something very straightforward.
Oh yeah. Okay, Ujwal is back. So,
oh, yes, here we go. We're bringing you back on the stage as well. Fingers crossed.
Okay.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Sorry, there was some network issue. Yeah, so I was saying that this week I've been busy with my management's annual performance review meeting has been going on. And based on those feedback, I just tried to document all the findings and write article on Substack, which I even shared with everyone. And in the meeting, I actually proposed to move from test report to quality narrative. That was actually new initiative from my side. So I've been assigned task of doing POC on that. So let's see how it goes. Because even I don't had so much detail in my mind. But yes, my manager was quite impressed by that. So let's see. On technical point of view, I just tried Playwright agents and it was just kind of okay. I tried Playwright self-healer and test generator. So that's it. That's how my week has been so far.
Yeah, I would love to hear more about the quality narrative because that's one of those ideas that I know of, but I haven't dived into. And I love the fact that your manager was impressed by it and gave you a POC for it. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, actually, I think in the end of December, I found this term on MOT glossary and it sounded interesting. So I did some like POC on my side to suggest this in my meeting, performance meeting. And that I do. And as I had expected, manager was impressed by it. So let's see how the POC grows on in future.
That's so cool, Ujwal. I mean, of course, spotting stuff on ministryoftesting.com and in the Motiverse. Yeah, I think there's a fair amount of things on quality narrative. It makes me think maybe we should run a masterclass on it. Like, what is the quality narrative? How do you define it with your team? How does it help? What are some of the challenges you can face when you do try and establish one with your team and the wider context of like the business goals and risks and stuff like that? That can make for a good masterclass. So yeah, I think we should get that on our backlog. A masterclass on building a quality narrative. Maybe that would help. Just thinking out loud.
Yeah, it's actually a very good term and I search on Google, there are like very limited resources. On LinkedIn also, there's very limited resources. So I'm just trying to find some good stuff from which I can just prepare a report to.
Yeah. Well, off the top of my head, Ujwa, I'd recommend a couple of courses, or at least some Testing Planet conversations. The course on continuous quality and on quality coaching, they touch a bit on quality narrative and what it means. So yeah, those are worth checking out. But I can also have a think about that a little bit more and see what else we could recommend to yourself and to others who are listening today.
Actually, I just recently completed a continuous quality course on MOT, and I've just started quality coaching. So
perfect. Oh, that's great timing. That's really cool. Nice one. Yeah, let us know how you get on. And also, that's a nice link to a new feature we officially released this week called My Reports. So folks can head over to the My MOT. And if you select My Reports, you can see two new reports. One is a courses progress report. So if you have taken a course or you're in the middle of a course, you can see how far through you are. And if you've got multiple on the go, it works out how far through you are with multiple courses at once. It's very cool. You can also kind of see a nice screen that shows when you completed some courses and the date you started and finished. So you can sort of share that with your manager. If you're in your one-to-one or doing a performance review, you can hold it up and say, hey, check out all the cool stuff I'm doing. As well as that, we have a new activities report that's officially gone live. So you can also say to your team lead or someone who's looking to hire you, you know, check out the things I've been doing with the community, the things I've been reading, the articles I've been thanking, the talks I've been watching, et cetera, et cetera. So there's now an activities chart. And the thinking here is the more activities that you do, the more you're showing up, the more you're learning, the more that you can focus on your career growth and also the career growth of others as well. And that's the way we can help our industry grow. So yeah, for folks who haven't spotted that yet, I just sent an email out to everybody before this episode. Do go check out My Reports and yeah, let us know what you think. Let us know how you get on with it and see what information it reveals for you. It's very cool. It's a nice way to track your progress. Great. Demi Van Malcott has joined us backstage. Judy, let's bring her up onto stage.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Demi. How are things with you? Now, I mean, I'm putting you on the spot here, but in a channel somewhere on the Motiverse, you mentioned that you had a small win that you wanted to share.
Yes, I got a small win this week and I'm very happy about it because actually I'm in the same team as Helene. So for the rest of my month has been the same as her. So lots of fun. But yeah, I got a small win. So last year, as I probably told in a couple of episodes here and there, I not only did I get more involved in the MOT community, but I also spread out a bit beyond my team and did some more things. So I'm also a community lead for the tester community in my department. And in the last few months, I also took on some of the tasks of what we call in our company a quality manager, which is someone that for a whole department, like supports the testers and helps all the teams like make sure that they have a good quality in their project and stuff like that. So together with a few colleagues, I took over some of the tasks because we don't have a quality manager anymore since October. And well, this month, like earlier, I already got the news a bit, but yesterday I officially was told so by a superior, but we got the official promotion to quality manager. So, hey!
Congratulations!
So yeah, it was good to hear that and all the work I did last year that I like they saw it and they appreciated it and they gave me like the job title and the official promotion. So yeah, I was very happy with that. So with my almost 3 years of being a tester, I am now a quality manager in my company. So yay.
That's amazing news. Congratulations, Demi, on becoming an official quality manager. That's so cool.
Yeah. So now I am also like a leader in quality, shall I say. I started my journey. So I'm looking forward to learning more about those things and trying to see what all I can do with that. But yeah, like Elaine said, it's also very busy just in my team as well. So I'm going to need to find a way to balance everything. But it was just awesome to hear that because It was actually so that I was filming a bit for a promotional video for my company. And the operational director was there and he was like, hey, in the video, already put Demi's new title on it. She doesn't know yet. It's not official, but she's getting a new title. And I was like, what is happening?
What a way to find out. That's so, so wonderful.
I didn't know. And then I had to, like, for 2 weeks long, like, oh no, I'm getting a promotion and it's not official. So I can't really tell everybody, but I knew.
Yeah. She came back from filming the promotional video. It's like, so I'm getting a promotion, but it's not official yet. And I don't know when it's going to be official.
Yeah. So I was so excited that I couldn't keep it to myself. So I told my team, like, okay, so you guys don't really know it, but I'm getting the promotion, but it's not official.
That's wonderful.
So I thought I would share it here. So that's why I dropped that message to you guys, because I was very excited to share it with everyone. Because I remember when I told you guys about me getting those tasks, that you were all so supportive of me, like, yeah, Demi, you can do it and just take on the role and you can do that. And I was like, I was very unsure about it. So now also having... yeah, the affirmation from my company as well that I get the role as well officially, it was very good. So, yeah.
Well, it's a huge bug congrats from the community to you, Demi. Yeah, just kind of all the good stuff that you've been doing has paid off. So that's wonderful news. What a lovely way to round up today's episode of This Week in Quality with a celebration of awesome This Week in Quality co-host Demi Van Malcott. Congratulations. I feel like I should have a sound effect that's lots of like crowd cheering and clapping. So if you can just imagine that, and maybe when this podcast is edited, we can edit that in. But yeah, that's great news. And if, you know, and this is to you and also to our listeners as well, there is tons of brilliant content on Ministry of Testing about leadership. So the one I think of immediately is we had a whole test bash on leadership called Test Bash Leadership back in 2022. So there's a whole collection available of talks related to leadership, which is, they're just brilliant. There's some amazing people on that collection. So that's worth checking out. We also have the Leading with Quality collection. So many good chats with people who are leading with quality. Do go check that out as well. And that's for everyone who's listening today who are just go check it out. I have so much more to say on that, but I'm going to hold off. Brilliant. Well, thanks for joining us, Demi, to share the news. That's wonderful. Judy, it kind of feels like we should wrap up today's episode. Feels like a good time. It doesn't look like anyone else is joining us at the last minute. But yeah, any final thoughts before we sign off for today?
I just think, I mean, I love what Demi said about, you know, taking on a task and even if you're unsure, just going for it anyway. And I think that, yeah, like I have a post-it actually on my computer that says you don't need confidence to make a difference. That's kind of something I've been thinking about lately. So yeah, just... as we are thinking about our goals and the new year and everything new that we're trying, just going for it and seeing what happens. And hopefully we have the validation that whether it be the people that we report to or the people around us. Yeah, I hope we get lots of that this year.
Wonderful. That's awesome advice, Judy. Thank you for sharing. That's so cool. Okay, folks, well, let's wrap up today's episode of This Week in Quality. Thank you to everyone who has joined this live. And for those participating in the chat, I kind of got caught up in the conversation. We didn't have much chance to call out folks who have been sharing things in the chat, but we are very grateful for everyone who participates, whether it is in the chat or joining the stage. Thank you to everyone who's participated on stage today. It's been wonderful to hear from you and to hear what you've been up to, some of the things you've been faced with and some of the awesome things that have been happening in your world of quality. So very grateful for that. And yeah, it's been lovely to co-host with you today, Judy. Let's find another time to do this again. And looking forward to that indeed.
Yep, but in the meantime, this has been wonderful. Thank you.
Cheers, Judy. Okay, folks, we're going to wrap up today. So please do enjoy the rest of your day. and we shall speak to you soon. Bye for now.